On Sunday night, much of India was watching television with bated breath, all for one young woman at the Rio Olympics. Her name is Deepa Karmakar, and a billion people's hopes were resting on her shoulders. She was the first Indian woman to have qualified for gymnastics at the Olympics, and she was going to do the toughest and most dangerous maneuver of all, the front handspring and then double front somersault known as the Pradunova vault. You can break your spine doing it. It's called the death vault. It's, as the Wall Street Journal puts it, a precarious path to the medal platform. Until Deepa Karmakar, most Indians didn't know it existed. On Sunday, as she started running towards the vaulting horse, much of India forgot to breathe.
Deepa Karmakar, the first female Indian gymnast to ever qualify for the Olympic Games, the first Indian gymnast, male or female, to ever reach an Olympic event final. Fifth place on the vault at last year's World Championships.
She also does the Pradunova 7.0 difficulty, the front handspring.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. She landed, she scored 8.6, the country exhaled. But in the end, it was not enough. She lost out narrowly in the medal hunt and came in fourth. Simone Biles of the USA got another gold.
I'm just Simone Biles. Everything that has led me up to this moment has paid off, and it's all been worth it. I have no regrets.
Deepa had regrets. She told NDTV that it would have hurt less if she had come fifth or sixth.
बहुत बहुत ज़्यादा दुख है मुझे. शायद मैं fifth या sixth में रहता तो मुझे इतना नहीं होता. पर fourth में मैं बहुत दुख.
Deepa Karmakar is a small town girl from northeastern India. She didn't have a proper vaulting table, just mats piled on top of each other in a gym that flooded during the monsoons. She has flat feet in her first competition. She had no shoes. She wore an oversized, ill-fitting costume. She only managed to get her Olympic berth in April. Her Pradunova vault is both a statement of her grit as it is a statement of desperation. Simone Biles came from a tough childhood, but still she does not need to do the Pradunova vault. I'm not trying to die, she told The New Yorker. Neither is Deepa Karmakar, but she does it to make up for everything else she didn't get on her way to the Olympics. Just trying the vault gets her 7 points. Deepa Karmakar defied all odds in getting to the finals. The same country that watched her with bated breath scarcely cares about investing in infrastructure and training to make anyone succeed in any sport except cricket. Athletes have sold their gold medals to make ends meet. When Duti Chand, the third Indian woman to qualify for the 100-meter sprint in Rio, was flying to Brazil, she tweeted wondering why the athletes made the grueling long journey squished into coach while the officials flew business class. She was not sure she'd have the spikes to run at Rio. What most of us watching Deepa Karmakar on television don't realize is something writer Amitava Kumar spelled out in The New Yorker. Many of the young women on the Indian team are from villages in the Indian hinterland, several of them members of the Indian Aboriginal population. Chances are they wouldn't have had the benefits of diet, training, or access to equipment that their opponents easily take for granted. The athlete soldiering on the field is from the poor, disadvantaged strata. Those disappointed, writes Kumar, are often from what used to be called the leisure class. People like me, the urban, educated middle class, pushed to get MBAs to go to institutes of engineering and management. We go abroad to make money and then lament that a country of a billion plus can't bring home a medal. We take it as a personal slight that we have to settle for fourth place. Again and again. P.T. Usha, queen of Indian track, came fourth in the 400-meter hurdles in the 1984 Los Angeles Games. In the 1960 Rome Olympics, Milkha Singh came fourth in the 400 meters. There are biopics about some of these athletes mythologizing the almost won moments. Deepa's fourth now gets added to that tally. It's being hailed as India's pride, but it is India's shame as well. Deepa fails to win a medal, said one headline. But really, Deepa didn't fail India. this 4 feet 11 girl brought a divided nation together for a moment across all party lines. But India, in many ways, failed Deepa Karmakar. The sports minister cheered Deepa Karmakar on Twitter from Rio before she made the Pradhanova vault. The tweet had his picture, not hers, and it managed to misspell her name. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.